your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready.
We'll be right there, guys.
Dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had.
Welcome.
Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. All right, hold on. I got to make sure that the audio is on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle.
It's actually sounding pretty good. Yes, I had a very productive day. All right, thank you, guys. What up, Jason Martin? Thank you, Vulture. Pass a cold, you know, underscore one. I'm not going to say all those underscores. Guys, when you guys get in the chat room, check in. I want to see everybody that's in here. Because you got to remember, I'm on a lot of different platforms. And I would love to be able to, like, make sure everybody's in here. Like Iggy T. Iggy T says hello to me all the time when she comes in. I also want to get some engagement from you guys. Call me. I don't understand, like, well, you know why? I kind of do understand a little bit now just thinking about it. A lot of people are watching streams. A lot of people spend most of their internet time now on their mobile devices. So it's kind of hard for you to be able to call in when you're watching the show. I wonder why it took me so long to even think about that. If you're joining the show, don't forget, you guys can donate, you can cheer bits, you can super chat, you can do whatever you want to. And if you guys don't want to do that, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. And if you don't want to, like, help out financially, you can just tell a friend, family, loved one, whatever it may be, about the Tuttle Daily Podcast. So, I did something manly today. The new place that my mom moved into, we were just getting everything situated. Cino underscore the boss. Yeah, not as much as I would like, but I do talk to Ronnie B every once in a while. I mean, they're absolutely smashing it. And see, there we go. Iggy T said hello. Thank you, Iggy T. But I woke up this morning, I had all intentions of bringing this weed eater. It's a weed eater my dad bought, and I just have not used it. So I could not get the thing started. I went, I got a new spark plug, put that in, did not work. You know, a lot of people always are like, oh, I don't know how to do things. I don't know how to do things. You realize, now I'm not talking about doing like brain surgery or anything like that. I'm talking about doing like little small things. And I YouTubed, I looked it up, how to clean a carburetor. Now, I've seen it done. My dad has done it. I've seen a lot of it, but it's just something about doing a manly thing like that. To go out and clean the carburetor. To make something mechanical work without having to take it somewhere. Okay, when you're done. I mean, go ahead and ask, Iggy T. I would love to hear it. But I did. I went and got that carb cleaner. The only time I had ever used carb cleaner is probably when Bubba had, that stuff makes things really, really cold. And I got it all over my hands, but I had it sprayed on my testicles before, and it does not feel good. I really should not have worn this long sleeve shirt, and it's not even hot. Dude, I was outside for so long today, I got a lot of sun. And this happens to Floridians during the wintertime. Maybe we're not getting as much sun. We are actually, you know, covered up a little bit more. And it takes us a little bit to get that base tan built up. But man, I'm burning up. And it's not because it's hot in here. It's because I did get a little bit of a suntan today, or got a little burned. Cheers, Tuds. Enjoying a beverage as well. Well, I don't drink anymore. This is water. But I did. So I was very, very clinical about it. Yeah, thank you, Tuttle underscore Mark, for cheering. Really appreciate that. But I was very, very methodical about taking this carburetor apart. I had already watched this YouTube video, knew what I had to do. It was an Echo brand weed eater. And I got it all apart, sprayed it, cleaned it, did everything. And I even took pictures of where the bolts go and what hoses go to where and stuff. And I got the damn thing to work. And I was so proud of myself, but also at the same time, I was kind of like, man, it kind of bummed me out a little bit. Because it made me think of my dad. It made me think of my dad, and I was like, man, I bet he would have been proud of this. But I ended up getting out there. I weed-eated. We don't have a big plot of land here. So I was able to whack it all down with the weed eater and stuff. And it looks good. It looks really, really good. What up, Netly Mandingo? I'm glad you're in here. But for you guys out there, I would like to know, I what are some of those small little manly things that you're like, you like doing that a lot of people wouldn't? Like, I'll give you one. I don't do this, but changing your own oil. I mean, it's so cheap to get your oil changed, but as a man, to change your own oil and stuff. All right, so AGT, I just read, what was on Hunter Biden's laptop? LOL, or allegedly on the laptop, I should say. Well, I'll say this, probably some hookers and whores and some sex videos and coke dealers. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but most likely emails and stuff like that. Who knows? I'm not a supporter of the Democrats or the Republicans, so I mean, I'm sure it was probably some crooked stuff. Who knows? But back to that, like changing the oil. Fish on Jay. Fish on Jay is a perfect person to ask about this. Like, what are some of those manly things you do that are around the house, like self-improvement, home improvement type stuff? Like, I brought up change your own oil, clean the carburetor on the weed eater. Is plumbing a manly thing at all? I'm just curious. You don't see a lot of women plumbers. But there's got to be a lot of those things out there that are just considered manly. I mean, come on. Now, I would say change a tire, but hell, even women can change a tire. And no offense, women, but what I'm trying to say, Stone Joey Logano, that was on Bubba Love Sponge Show, did not know how to change a tire. Never had changed a tire in his life, and had to show Stone Joey Logano that. Uh-oh, somebody's calling in here. Let's see who this is. Hello, Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hello, you there? Hey, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Fish. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Fish on Jay? How are you, man? No, I was talking about this today, that I ended up having to clean the carburetor on the weed eater and stuff, and that I felt like that was kind of like a manly thing to do, right? Like, not having to take your stuff to a mechanic or a repairman to get it fixed. What are some of those other manly things you could do? I brought up change your own oil, but I think a lot of people don't change their oil because it's just so cheap and convenient.
Well, you know what? I used to do landscaping years ago, and that's like one of the manly things you can do is to mix the oil with the gas and yeah, clean the carburetors, change the spark plugs. And talk about cars and oil, dude, I don't really know much people anymore that, not because they don't want to, it's because they don't know. They've never been taught. For example, you know me, mm-hmm. I got my truck and I have a car. I change both my oils. I do my own tune-up. As a matter of fact, I put synthetic oil, race oil, on that the red line. I put that in both my vehicles.
I've never done that. Mix the oil and gas. Hold on, Brian Hannafin says, "What's happening, Pat? I think I remember buying a tire and resurfacing some rotors on a PT Cruiser." Okay, all right. Yeah, Brian, you definitely helped me out, and I really appreciate that. But so like that's a mixture for a 2-stroke engine, though, right? Like,
yeah, that's for the weed whackers and the edgers and even a chainsaw.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, like, a lot of people saying they don't know how to do stuff. I didn't know how to clean a carburetor, but I went on YouTube, I looked it up, and just followed it step by step. I mean, you can learn anything now.
I think what it is that people are just lazy. I mean, that's what I do right now. If there's something that I don't know, for example, on my vehicles or like something that's home improvement, I'll go on YouTube and I'll see someone do that. Dude, there's nothing more satisfying. It doesn't matter if you're a man or woman to feel like you accomplished something that you work for.
Yeah, I agree. I need to get with you because I know you know a lot of the people at Florida Man Radio. I'm trying to think of a good way to apologize. Like, I know Shannon, but, like, I need some inside info on, like, some type of care package or something nice that I could do. Find out what Shane Reeves likes. You know, it's kind of like a peace offering. And then followed up by, you know, some way of making it up and stuff.
Well, did you hear what Mama said something about a week ago?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm talking. I mean, that's why I'm bringing that up, because it's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, man, he loves you. He loves the hell out of you, man. He wants the best out of you. You know what? You know, we can go ahead and we can get together and we can talk about it.
All right.
And I can try to do something.
Yeah. I mean, find out for me, man. I really appreciate the phone call, Jason.
All right, gotcha, Nelly.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You do.
All right, man. All right, coming up here in a few minutes from the Bubba Army, actually the parody guy for the Bubba Love Sponge show, Dark Match Steve. He's going to be calling in. He's going to be my guest. Going to talk about a few things. I wanted to bring this up. You know, I've done a lot of drugs in my life, but I have never ever done mushrooms before. And I was just always afraid because of my mind frame, everything that I've gone through. But also I've also been reading a lot about how mushrooms, micro dosing and stuff is supposed to be fantastic for treating depression. And I was talking about this story with my mom, and my mom, she admitted that she had done mushrooms before, and it had been a really, really long time. And I was like, really, you've done them? And she was talking, and I even asked her, I was like, all right, well, I'm thinking about trying them. If you've done them before, are you down? And at first she was, no, it wasn't great. But then I was like, no, come on. I want to try it. I would be amazing if you did as well too. But I want to get some feedback from you guys. Is it wrong for me to do mushrooms for the first time? My mom has done them before. But I don't know. I don't even know if it's a good idea. Like, it would be nice. What up, Iggy McGillicuddy? How are you, my friend? But maybe I should just say that there's one drug. Well, there's a lot of drugs I haven't done. But my mom was like, okay, I mean, if you want to try it, I mean, and you, it would make you feel better, I'll do it as well, too. Stuck in Deion's, and now I, my mom would definitely not be on camera, but, like, I would video myself. I mean, of course, if I did it, and it's not going to be a big dose, because I definitely do not want to have a bad trip. But I also wanted to get feedback from you guys. Would it be weird? Do you guys no? Why not try it with somebody you trust the most? I think it would do good for my mom. I think it would be good for me. Oh, who is this? Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Yes, yes. Are you currently intoxicated, or have you lost your hearing?
No, why?
You sound like somebody who's talking that might be deaf.
Dead or deaf?
Deaf.
Okay, well, please explain. Like, out of 20 years of broadcasting, you're the first person that's ever said that, so please tell me.
Well, you sound more clear when you're with Bubba. Maybe you should get back on some alcohol or something. You sound tone deaf now.
Well, I mean, see, I love it. Well, I told you guys, I do not care if you call in and you want to mess with me or whatever. I'm not going to dox you. Not going to give out your information and stuff. I mean, can you guys make me feel a little bit better about that? Are you guys in the chat room just, you know, trying to be nice and not tell me? Do I sound deaf? Is this guy on to something? Because seriously, out of all the years of broadcasting, I have never, ever heard that. And I'm sure that I do have some hearing loss. But maybe this guy's got hearing loss. Maybe he's hearing me the wrong way. But, interesting. Hey, wait, the audio is muffled? Hold on, let me see, hold on. I gotta see here. It's not working. I know this is so interesting. Well, I would hope so. I need to get the better, like, hold on, let me see here. Let me listen to this. No, anyways, I'm really not worried about it. I mean, I think it's good. I don't know. Thank you, Iggy T. I really appreciate that. Everybody's just going to be, if I'm thinking about it, by the way, I got some other employment opportunities. I'm thinking about when I start making a little bit more money, I'm going to pay for the higher bandwidth, because I think it would definitely sound a lot better if I had quicker, faster internet and stuff. Of course it will. I've had some problems with Spectrum. But now, I mean, you got tiers. You got tiers, like, yo, if you really want to sound good. I need to test it, Twisted Movies. I really do. And just to be on the safer side, I disconnect every single piece of hardware that would be connected to the Wi-Fi. I don't want anything else on except me. But I definitely need to check that, Twisted Movies. But yeah, I think it might be a great idea to try the mushrooms. Like I said, not a lot. I don't want to overdo it and freak out. That's definitely the last thing that I want to do. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be that much. Who knows? I really didn't talk much. Oh, by the way, I did get some good feedback from yesterday's guest. Not from him, but about his appearance and stuff. But that goddamn smoke alarm that was going off in the background just was driving me insane. And the guy, I'll try him if you want. I mean, come on, Fish on Jay. Mom's wanting to try him. I'm thinking about trying them with her as well. I think I'm going to do it, especially if it helps out with the depression. Because that's all they like to do is throw a bunch of pharmaceutical drugs down your throat. When I was in the mental institution, by the time I got out of there, I was on 9 pills. I was only on 3 when I went in. I was on 9 plus a shot at the end of the day. Okay. You know that I got the hookup, Vulture. I can make that happen as soon as possible. I could easily make that happen. Because I was kind of offered some this weekend, and I didn't do it. But I'm definitely going to film myself. Everybody else, I'm sure that they would love, but I would just love to see what my face looks like. I'd like to see what type of my eyelids and stuff would look like. Yeah, I know. But the thing about it, when I was in the institution, I didn't want to take all those pills. No, I probably could have been out of there a lot quicker. I didn't learn until the third day that if you don't take those pills, you're never getting out of there. I didn't know. What up, Mark? I didn't know if I was coming or going. But back to the Will Smith thing. I think Will Smith is... I used to think he was one of those guys that was like, oh man, he's one of those good actors, one of the good guys and stuff. He's not. And I really do think Will Smith might definitely be dealing with some mental problems as well too. But what went down at the Oscars, I thought it was fake at first. I mean, how could you? Nobody ever thought Will Smith would do that in a million years. And that joke was told. Will was laughing. Will's way bigger than Chris Rock. We live in America here. And for any of you people that want to say that, oh, I had somebody say it judges your character because you wouldn't defend your lady. No, freedom of speech. You cannot put your hands on somebody, especially Chris Rock. That was a very, very innocent joke. By the way, Arsenio Hall, which Will Smith was on, listen to this joke.
Rules, like, he has a rule. The bass player, he got a rule. He got to wax his head every morning. That's a rule.
I mean, Will's making fun of a bald-headed person. And this whole alopecia thing, I thought it was fake, but maybe it was. If it is, okay. I think it's kind of horrible. It's a horrible bit. And like somebody said in the chat room, Will Smith didn't do anything until Jada gave him the evil eye. And I think there's a weird dichotomy going on there. A lot of you guys forget that Jada Pinkett Smith, the love of her life before she met Will Smith was Tupac. Tupac, way, way different rapper than what Will Smith was. And this whole open marriage thing, I don't even know if Will is down with that. I think he kind of has to go along for the ride. He's definitely one of the biggest cucks in the world. And for you to get up there and slap Chris Rock, especially Chris Rock had his hands behind his back. And then Will, the same rapper, had said that he didn't need to curse. Look, I'm not saying, oh, I think you should be able to curse. I curse all the time. I say the worst, most vile stuff. But for you to yell, I mean, you look like a lunatic. You look like a lunatic. And if that would have been any of us, if that would have been any of us that did something like that, we all would have been in jail. We would all still be in jail right now. And I pray and hope to God that the stand-up comedy community just makes Will Smith public enemy number one. Because if this was not set up, completely real, Will Smith looks like the biggest piece of shit. Because everybody thought he was a good guy. Everybody thought, yeah, no, it's just jokes. You realize that Chris Rock could have been a way harder on him. Could you imagine if that would have been Ricky Gervais? You know, everybody made a big deal about Ricky Gervais and stuff and how mean he was to everybody. Man, he would have destroyed him. He would have slayed him. What Chris Rock said was not that bad. Matter of fact, if you think about it, if you look at the character that Demi Moore played in the first G.I. Jane, what was she? Strong, independent, beautiful, sexy woman. How was that deserving to get up there? And that's also why I think it looked fake. Everybody thought it was fake. But this, why would Will Smith agree to do something like this? Makes him look bad. Makes him look really bad that you, Chris Rock took that slap like it was nothing. Yeah. Well, I don't think it was staged because, I mean, if it was staged, like I said, why would Will Smith do that? Why would Will Smith do that? Because it makes him look like a big shitbag. And for anybody, any person that thinks that it's okay for you to get up on stage, Chris Rock could have said, yeah. Yeah, who knows? I'm just saying that it's just blown out of proportions. In another case of the celebrities, and how many people bet your ass on TikTok, there's going to be the Will Smith challenge that people are going to get up on stage, heckle comedians, get up there and try to slap just random comedians. And you know it could happen, but I swear to God, I pray that the stand-up community goes after him. Is Colton still coming on? Colton is not coming on. Dark Match Steve is coming on from the Bubba Army. He's going to be coming on. So that Will Smith thing happened, then the apology. The apology is just complete bullshit. I mean, it doesn't look, it's just, I don't know. And this thing will probably just go away. And I mean, I don't even, why even, they were talking about, ooh, take it away from him. But this apology bullshit.
Breaking news concerning this incident last night at the Academy Awards, in which Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage after Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife.
Yeah, Polly Shore did get knocked out.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Now a new statement from Smith. It reads as follows. I'm going to do it in its entirety here. Violence in all its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable. And
none of these celebrities' apologies ever sound sincere. They never do.
Inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to...
It's alopecia. I saw video today in an interview that Jada did a couple of years ago or whenever this whole thing started. She said she didn't care about it. She didn't. He was talking about her hair doesn't make her. Now, I mean, it might. All right. Well, I mean, go ahead and click on anytime. Dark Match Steve. All you got to do is click that link. It'll notify me.
The bear and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong.
Man, I'll also lose a lot of respect for Chris Rock if he lets Will Smith get off this easy.
I am embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness.
No, you're a cuck. Will, you're a cuck. You are the biggest cuck. And you feel like you gotta act tough because you think Jada is still in love with Tupac.
I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, all the attendees, and everyone.
I mean, Jason says it right. Cookie cutter apology. Say it.
Watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. I am a work in progress. Sincerely.
Sincerely,
Will.
Whatever.
All right, breaking news concerning
Will,
this incident.
Get out of here. I'm just waiting for Dark Match Steve to click on the link. He should be joining me anytime. I want to talk about this ISO drug that is hitting the streets of Pasco County. Are we ever going to reach a limit to how strong drugs are going to be? You know, they got the foundation, it's heroin, and then they got fentanyl. It's like 100 times more powerful than heroin. And then, all the stuff Bubba did to you, bitch ass, and you call him a cuck. Wait a minute. I don't understand. What does that mean? All the stuff Bubba did to you, your bitch ass, and you call him a cuck. All right, hold on. I'm adding, Dark Match Steve. Oh, holy. Are you there, buddy? Got to get that video started. Are you there? Unmute. Oh, well, there. Who is Trick Knee? Hold on. Who is that other one? I don't even know who this is. All right, hold on. Kick Guess. What up, Dark Match? How are you? Are you listening to Family Feud in the background?
Damn, dude, I can't. The audio is like stuttering real bad.
Oh, here we go. Are you there? Can you hear me? Yes? No?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's like stuttering.
All right. Are you on Wi-Fi, Dark Match, or no?
What's that?
Oh, Jesus. I've had no other problems. Nobody's complained, so I think it must be on your end, though.
Hold on, let me see if I can fix it.
Oh, he didn't.
Bear with me, hold on.
I know, come on, Dark Match. I was on a roll here. I was going to have you jump right in. Dark Match Steve is the parody guy. He does a lot of the parodies for the Bubba Love Sponge show. I was going to have him on. He's a big conspiracy theory guy. And I wanted him to do a little research because I've been reading about BlackRock. And I wanted to see what he had found out about it. But can you hear me now, Dark Match?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
All right. So
all right, we're good.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing, Tuttle? How's it going?
I'm doing wonderful, man. So, what's new, man? Everything going okay? Are you still doing parodies for Bubba Show?
Yeah. I'm always working on stuff. I sent in something yesterday. We'll see. So there might be something new this week.
With all the copyright stuff going on, like, how are you getting away with this a little bit? You know, with the copywritten stuff.
Well, I mean, I try to use royalty free stuff when I can. There's, I used to fuck around with GarageBand a lot more back in the day. So I got a keyboard again, and I did the Tom Brady parody, and I actually, just to be safe, to make sure it was royalty free, I made my own version of the backing track. So we'll see how that goes. I might not be able to do that with every parody. It'll slow me down a bit, but we'll make it work.
Dark Match, I was talking about this one news story, and I was talking about, you know, every in the news, they always sell the newest trending drug out there as it's 100 times more powerful than such and such, and now it's 20% higher than this. Because they got this new drug up in Pasco County, and no surprise at all that it's getting tested out in Pasco. It's called ISO, I-S-O. And they say it's 20% stronger than fentanyl, and the Narcan's not working on it. You know, so are we, do you think we're ever going to reach a point to where, like, the drugs can only get too strong?
You're probably right. I did see the article you're referring to, that ISO stuff. I mean, I don't know how freaking strong people need their opiates. I mean, I don't get it. I thought fentanyl was good enough, but, you know, you always got to be careful, though. You never know with this stuff. Like Hamilton Morris said, I mean, it's like they'll jump the gun regulating, over-regulating shit, making it completely illegal and making it impossible to really find out the real value.
Wait, hold on. Somebody keeps trying to get into my stream here called Trick Knee Ashley. Hold on, let's see who this is. Hello?
Hey, Tuttle, it's Ashley.
Ashley...
Daunt?
Okay, how did you get this one?
Because I saw Steve's...
I know. Instagram. No, Jesus Christ, hold on. Dark match.
Dude, I can't hear dark. You again. I guess when you brought her on, it's fucked up my audio.
Dark match.
Okay.
Dark match. What are you doing, man? You're killing me.
What happened?
You gave out the link to come into the chat room, my friend.
Hey, let them all in. Come on.
No, oh, my
Dude,
God.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I can't believe that you gave out my... That's like giving out the hotline to a radio station studio. Like, now,
dude, you sent me that link, and you.
I
said,
understand
send
that.
Out
no,
link.
No, I told you. I sent you YouTube.com/Tuttle. I sent you Twitch.com/. I was trying to figure out why people were like coming into my room, and you gave out the link for people to be guests on the show. You don't listen to me at all, do you? You don't listen to me at all, do you? Like, it's youtube.com/Tuttle, twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio, facebook.com/Tuttle, and you gave out the hotline. You gave out the guest line to come on, and...
Hey, look, it's a party now. Let's look at it that way. I mean, you'll let them on. I can't hear you anymore if you do, but we can all just hang out.
Well,
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Man, did you smoke a lot of weed before, like, today? Like, I mean, how much did you rip? Like, how many grams did you do?
Dude, go back and look at the text you sent me.
I understand that. I said, here is the link to join the room. Here, I'll read exactly what I wrote you when I sent you that link. I said, link for 7:30. Don't need an app or anything. Just click the link and it'll take you right to the room for the interview. That's what I'm talking about. And then I sent you all the other links, youtube.com/Tuttle, twitch.tv/. No, that was the link for you to join.
Dude, I've never used StreamYard. What the fuck? I don't know where I am right now. Yes, I'm high. Is that what you want? Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, I don't care. I mean, you know what? If you guys want to join the show and come on as guests.
No.
Go to Dark Match Steve's social media and come on. Just come right on.
No, don't do that. Just watch. Just enjoy chilling, watching.
All right. So back. You are listening to Family Feud in the background, aren't you?
Someone is, yes. Do you hear Steve Harvey talking through those chitlets he has?
Yeah, I do. But man, last night I can't look. This is funny. I'm laughing. But the thing is like I had a guest on last night that he was so high, like, he didn't know that his smoke alarm, he kept hearing this beep, and I was like, dude, what is that beep going on? You need to change the battery in your smoke alarm. He was like, oh, that's what that was? And I was like, yes. He was like, I've been trying to find out where that beep came from for the past 2 weeks. And I'm like, no, it's your smoke alarm. Because every 45 seconds, it was beep, beep.
Yeah, sounds like sneakers on a basketball court.
Yeah, how could
I'm used to that noise. My fire alarms are all like that.
I would not be able to sleep at all, man. Like I just, even when I'm riding in a car, Dark Match, like if there's anything like shaking, you know, like loose change somewhere or like garbage you threw in the driver's side pocket, it just rattling around. My dad would stop and maybe it was passed down to me. I really do not know. But I would not be able to sleep hearing that beep. No way.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. My fire alarms really aren't like that. I took them all down. I haven't put batteries back in yet. So.
Oh, I have knocked them down.
I got to work on that.
I have knocked them down with a broom and stuff. But back to this drug thing. ISO, here, you know what I can do? I can actually bring this story on so we can... Oh, I see a lot of people in Twitch are on tonight. So yeah, this is the new.
Because right now, at this point, this stuff can only be detected.
All right, so now they're talking. It's like 20%. Why was morphine like the base level? Like they all go morphine, and then they're like, oh, it's 100 times stronger than morphine. And now it's like this is 20% higher. Like that, why didn't they go another 100%, Steve? It's just like, it's just too much,
bro. You're gonna fucking hate me, but the audio's cutting out again.
Oh, motherfucker!
I think it's because you brought the video on.
I know. You know what?
All right, we're working.
No. I'm gonna take that off. We're just gonna sit here and bullshit, okay? All right, so. Fentanyl, you know, you're a big conspiracy theory guy. You know what? We'll do this without any AIDS, not AIDS the disease, but AIDS or video AIDS. We're gonna do this interview popper free. By the way, poppers, you done them?
No, we talked about this.
I know we have new audience all the time. See,
I had to look it up.
All right, see, man, you learn how to work, okay? Audience changes all the time. Nobody in the chat room, nobody listening right now knew about the poppers. You could have rolled with it. You could have been like, oh, yeah, poppers. Yeah, I love it. No, never?
Well, what are you talking about? Poppers? Never heard of it. What is that?
So did you do some research? Did you find out about it? Did you ask?
Okay, I thought, because I'm ignorant. I mean, I don't spend too much time in the gay community and all of the, you know, all of the strange details that lie within. But the poppers, I really thought that it was just a thing like to numb you a little bit. I didn't know that it was like a euphoria.
Yeah, and then enhances but, it. Supposed
yeah,
to.
I thought it was meant to like kind of make you numb so that your asshole would relax.
Oh, I mean, just a yeah, I know. I mean, could have said BH or ball. Yeah. But all right, so you said you don't stroll around in the community though, but like did you go to the Pride thing in Ybor this weekend? Do you ever go to those?
I went years ago. No, it's been forever since I've been to Pride.
Oh man, yeah. I'm
in Florida. We don't say gay here, Tuttle. Didn't you hear?
What do we hear? Oh yeah, yeah. Law. What do you think about that? The Don't Gay Say Bill. If nobody knows exactly what we're talking about here in the state of Florida, you're not allowed to discuss sexuality to a certain age or grade. I think everybody thinks it's for the whole school and stuff. I mean, I really don't care for DeSantis, but I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about the whole situation? What's your opinion on it?
Well, I mean, Tim Pool put something kind of funny on Twitter. He said he called it the Don't Say Straight Bill. I mean, it's like it has nothing to do with homosexuality as far as I know. I mean, it's just the laws that you can't teach sexual stuff to kids like up till like second or third grade, mm-hmm. which is a good idea to me. Sounds like, I mean, if I had a kid, I wouldn't want some nut liberal teacher, giving them their opinion about some kind of sex act or something. I mean, I don't know. Obviously people don't realize that they're supporting weirdos, you know, they're just like Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes. They have the whole country eating out of their palm, but they're like supporting pedos.
Oh, you know? Well, I like. See. By the way, if you never heard seen Dark Match Steve, he's big into Pizzagate and the pedophile rings and all that stuff going on when it comes to the conspiracy theories. And if it's true, I kind of, support him on this. But speaking of conspiracy theories, the one thing I want to talk about, because I talked about this with you, but BlackRock, okay? A lot of people don't know about this. It's one of the biggest financial investment companies. They got their hands in everything. There's only two other entities that is richer or more wealthy than them, one being the United States, the other being China. What did you find out? Because you said you were going to look into it, and with the way you look into things when it comes to conspiracies, what did you think?
Well, like I said, I've always heard about them mentioned in every other video that I've seen about like conspiracy type topics, and they come up and in all kinds of articles and stuff I read into, but it turns out it's pretty concerning. And as you said, BlackRock is they're like major big time investors, like the biggest on the planet. Bloomberg predicted that them and others like them, like Vanguard Group and State Street, I think between BlackRock and Vanguard, Bloomberg predicted that they would pretty much own everything.
Blackstone, Twisted Movie, sorry, Blackstone, BlackRock, Blackstone, you're right, Blackstone. Sorry, I'm all thrown off because I'm having a fight off guests trying to come into the chat room here because Dark Magic gave out the link. Sorry, you're right, Blackstone. But what did you find out? What is their mission? What are some of the people that think that they're up to? War, control, population control. What is their end game? What are some of the stuff that they're doing that is kind of shady?
Well, I mean, generally, it should just be concerning that they have their paws and everything. And for instance, if you want to check for yourself, you can look up, I think it's finance.yahoo.com. If you go there, type in any company by their like legal name, type in any company into the search engine, it'll pull it up. and then scroll. If you're using your phone, it'll be like towards the right. Go to holders, and it'll pull up all of the stockholders. BlackRock, Vanguard Group,
Blackstone,
State Street.
I think it's Blackstone.
No, it's BlackRock.
BlackRock, Blackstone. Yeah, okay, I got you. Why'd somebody say Blackstone? See, now everybody's got me all confused.
Somebody's more stone than me. That's why they said it. Say it. So, yeah, you type in any company up there, parent companies, like anything, you will see a 99.9% of the companies, the majority is their shareholders are BlackRock.
Yeah, it's BlackRock.
Vanguard Group. And State Street.
Now
they're like the top three, and all of those three investment firms, all and others too. J.P. Morgan, I mean, like Carlyle Group, all of these different investment firms, they all invest in each other. They there's the same people involved in all of the different companies. So essentially, even if BlackRock doesn't own everything, I mean, the people involved pretty much already do. I mean, that's why you kind of see a consensus in mainstream media. That's part of it.
I bet they have their own mercenaries, and like I heard that they had like a lot of military ties as well too.
Yeah. I mean, they own the weapon manufacturers as well. You know, I mean, they like I said, go to Yahoo Finance. They literally have their paws in everything. The airlines, the freaking steel to build everything. They own a little bit of everything on the planet. You know, it's pretty scary. And yeah, I mean, you can see where the if you follow the money, where it, these companies would want wars. And, you know, it'll just put money in their pockets. I mean,
so what else is new in your world, man? How's work going? Everything good?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, honestly, dude, busy as hell. I'm doing like the parody stuff and, you know, just like, just trying to keep up with the insanity of the world as it is. Yeah, that's
doing
mushrooms. And
I was
camping.
Hey man, I was gonna ask you about that. Okay,
what?
You know, I've been talking about microdosing and depression and stuff, and my mom was talking about how she did mushrooms. Her and my dad, like when they first were married. And I was just talking about, hey, I want to try them. My mom was like, okay, like, if you want to try them the first time, I'll try it with you as well, too. But, I mean, it's been a while since she's done it. Is that weird? Like, my first time doing mushrooms, like, with my mom. And because I'm going to definitely film myself. But, like, any concerns, anything I need to look out for? Like, can it go bad?
Yeah, it can definitely go bad.
How? Well, give me an example. Really how could it go bad? I mean, if I'm microdosing, I take a small little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, microdosing. Well, okay, so as long as you're not taking any, like, SSRIs and stuff like that, I mean...
But I want to trip really, really good, though. Like, all right, so my mom said she would do it. Is there anything wrong with that? Like, I mean, do you think that's weird? I don't know.
To do it with your mom? Microdose?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the first time that I'm going to try
it. Dude, microdosing is like, microdosing is pretty cool. I mean,
what do you take? Like, all right, say you're wanting to get down on the weekend. You're wanting to have a good trip. Give me an example of how much you would take.
Well, if I,
or what would you take?
I'm just looking to like sort of microdose and I don't want to get fucked up at all. Like I would. Like if I'm really wanting to microdose where I kind of don't really feel it, but you know, like I just feel kind of better. That's like maybe 0.5 gram or, 0.5 gram on an empty stomach.
What if
something like that?
I want to see some stuff. I want to see some stuff, but I don't want to see like, you know, anything like really, really bad, but I would at least want to like see some, you know, vivid colors and stuff like that. Like, what would you recommend for me?
And you said it's your first time?
Yeah. But yeah, remember, I've done a lot of other, I mean, I've pretty much done a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Been a while. I mean, don't drink anymore, so.
Okay, so this is crucial, and people really, people really, like, beat around the bush with this. If you're on an empty stomach, it makes a world of difference.
Really?
I mean, like, fasting, empty stomach. Like, you don't eat for, like, I don't know, at least a few hours, like 3 hours, something like that. I have a really fast metabolism, so I will have an empty stomach in like an hour after eating, but still I wait longer than that. I mean, when you fast a little bit before, it just like it hits you like a punch, you know.
Oh, and yeah, I want that. I want it's like right in my vein, like I'm spiking it right in there. Now,
it is like that. It hits you like a freight train out of nowhere.
What is the worst experience you've had and the best experience you've had on mushrooms or any psychedelics?
This one time we got some really strong ones. I did like a little bit under 4 grams on an empty stomach. And, dude, this is actually why I started doing fasting. This is what happened in this story. So when I would fast and then take these mushrooms, and this one time I was at my friend's house and they put on Interstellar, the movie. Oh, my God.
It makes you think about time because, you know, when they're in that water planet, you know, did you know behind the scenes, every time you hear that little tick and of music, that's like, a whole bunch of years in their planet. You know that every time you hear that tick on the planet, the water planet, that's, I forget the comparison. What, how many years have passed or something?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was,
that had to freak you out, man. Did that make you, that made you think about just existence of life and what is time and like all that stuff.
Dude, when that fucking, like, when that robot box thing started running in the water, I didn't know what I was looking at. I mean, bro, I'm telling you, I was so messed up. This is how you know you're, like, really tripping hard on shrooms, is that if you're watching a movie or something, you'll be watching it and focusing on it, and then somehow you don't even know you closed your eyes. And you're like thinking you're still watching the thing, and it's, you're just like completely in a hallucination. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of open your eyes, and then you go, you're like, you don't, I mean, that's what was happening to me the whole time during watching Interstellar.
It was like
a religious experience. It really was. It was insane. I was sweating my ass off, dude. It was like I got born again. Like I was covered in like birth fluid.
What's the one thing that you've contemplated the most that you're like, oh my God, like I've never thought of this. It's just so simple. Like it's been right in front of my face the whole time. Like you know what I mean? Like you had an experience, something that made you look at the world differently.
There's been a few times I've been tripping where I've gotten that, you know, people sort of, it's cliche, but they talk about the feeling of oneness with the universe. And I've sort of had that feeling, and like, but in a very, almost in a way that it made sense.
Like a hive mind, like you're a part of the Borg system, like, you know, like.
Well, in the trip that I was describing a minute ago, part of that trip when I opened my eyes during Interstellar, I was in a beehive. I was like behind honeycomb. Like it was like I was.
Wait, were you in the honeycomb? Or like you were a baby? It was like you were one of the young that they had in there or something, like, right?
Yeah,
like,
this is what I'm saying. Like I was sweating and it was like a birthing experience almost. Like I felt like I was covered in like amniotic fluid or something, and I was looking out through this wall of like honeycomb, and I noticed that when I look out through the honeycomb into the hexes, it's my own eye looking back at me.
Oh.
And I would blink. And every time I would blink, I could see my eyeball blinking.
Oh, so it there was like a delay. Like, it was like a little bit of delay, because if you blink, you wouldn't be able to see yourself blinking, right? So there.
Dude, it was, it's like, you know, I could, it wasn't like a delay. It was like, you know, I could still see it when I closed my eyes, because it was a hallucination. It was insane. Yeah.
What was the worst? Have you ever had a bad trip or no?
Well, I think what people talk about bad trips, you're waking up to like the reality of being alive, sort of. I've had that. I mean, I haven't had like a freak out. Dude, no. I could tell you, my buddy probably wouldn't mind if I told you the story. I had a friend.
Don't say his name. Just don't say his name.
I know, I'm not going to, but my friends will know who I'm talking about if they see this. I had a buddy who legit, like, let me explain mushrooms. Like, if anyone listen to this, I mean, if you're like, for real, everyone's thought when they were a kid, like, is there real magic in the world? And like this, psychedelics are like the real deal. It really is. I've never experienced anything like this. And so let me explain my friend's story. So my buddy was supposed to go get us shrooms. Mm-hmm. He goes and gets a shitload of shrooms from this guy that's like kind of sketchy. And this guy that he got them from was like, dude, just fuck your friends, bro. Let's boil those and we'll do them right now. So this is like a few doses worth that him and this other guy are boiling up and making shroom tea. And they take it, and we're calling my buddy like, bro, where's our shrooms? He's not answering, not getting back to us. Eventually, like hours later, he's like calling people and like telling people that he's looking for Mulder. He's looking for somebody's body.
I got you.
No, but let me explain, bro. Let me tell you, it gets good. I promise you, it gets good.
Okay.
Bro, he said, let's pretend I didn't just say the name, and let's say the guy's last name is Jones. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so this guy's calling us up saying, I'm looking for Jones's body.
Oh.
And we're like, bro, what are you talking about? That's you. And that's the guy, we call him by his last name.
Yeah.
That's not his real last name, but we call this guy by his last name. He's like, bro, I'm looking for Jones's body. This is not, I'm his spirit. Jones's body. And we're like, bro, you're crazy. We go and pick him up, and this guy has been walking around Tampa with no shoes. His feet are chewed the fuck up. And like, he's like, bro, I need to go to the hospital because my body's there. Jones' body's there.
I mean, he might have been on another plane. You might have been talking to his astro form.
Well, but get this. Bro, he's saying, I'm dead and my body's at the hospital, bro. And the cops end up calling us saying that he was breaking into some house and bro, I'm telling you, it was a wild goose chase. Then so we drop this dude off. He starts like kind of freaking out at us, me and my buddy. So we drop him off somewhere near Plant High School. He walks to, I think, Tampa General. Okay.
He's so got to find his body.
Then whatever, me and my buddy are like pissed because we were supposed to do shrooms. Bro, the next day, this guy's dad is dead.
Oh,
bro. Like, it was, like, the weirdest thing that we were all, like, he was walking around straight up looking for a body.
And it was his dad's. Oh, man.
Bro, it was, like, it was the weirdest thing I've ever.
Well, isn't his dad a part of his own body? I mean, yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, technically, yeah. But, you know, like I said, he was saying the last name. That's the thing. It wasn't even, like, he's saying his first name. Like, I'm looking for my body. He's looking for. my last name's body. I don't know. It was crazy, man. Well, it was nuts. But I'm still pissed to this day I didn't get to do those shrooms.
Well, I'm thinking about it. We'll see. All right, dark match. Before I let you go, any parody songs? In the works. I was thinking, a good parody song. That's pro Tuttle, getting back at the BRN. Apologizing because I got to make good with all the people I pissed off and stuff. I mean, come on now. I think it would be great.
Do we need to do a I'm sorry?
Yeah, I mean, I can't be backhanded like they are in that because I gotta 200% like be cool. I gotta be cool.
All right.
Well, dark match.
Figure something out for you.
Dark match. Let's do this again next time, please.
Hell yeah, dude.
Don't give out the link, the hotline number.
Yes, sir. I've learned. Yes.
All right, dark.
That's a top secret link. It's gonna be deleted.
No, it changes every show, so it's okay, not good, no good. Big deal. So
I didn't just fuck it all up.
Yeah,
all
right. I know. All right, dark match. Sorry, have a great night. So. All right, man. Bye. All right, so dark match. I really, really appreciate that. Where is the one thing I wanted to talk about? I'll leave you with this, and I want to talk about this. I believe in the Second Amendment. I think it's something that's necessary. You're never going to get rid of all the guns and stuff, but I really do think gun owners need to be held responsible. If you don't secure your gun, these two kids had the gun. They were doing it on Instagram Live, playing around with the gun, showing out, dancing around and stuff. The one, a 14-year-old kid, the boy, gets shot in the back of the head, dead. Then the younger, the 12-year-old, just shot herself, freaked out. And this was on Instagram Live. And I could not play the video. I would not want you to see the video because it's very disturbing. Matter of fact, I debated on playing the audio or not. Because there's a big difference in screams and people crying out in agony, like they're demons trying to get out of hell. But we really, really do. And also at the same time, I have mixed feelings. Parents, they've been getting charged for not protecting their kids from their swimming pools, having to go to jail. Hot car deaths. I mean, it's punishment enough to lose your kid and stuff, and maybe it was an accident, but when it comes to a gun, it is 100% preventable. If a younger person gets your gun and they happen to kill themselves or accidentally kill somebody else, you should be held responsible.
Shanice Harvey wept on her front porch less than 12 hours after she learned her daughter Paris and her brother's son, Karan, were dead.
Oh, God. I mean, man, I cannot even imagine. And I know, like, I should not, like, even have any room to talk. I'm not a parent. Probably will never be a parent. But, I mean, this was not even at their house. This was at a friend's house. So somebody needs to pay for this. They do. Because this is preventable. And I'm sure these people were not being responsible gun owners, left it sitting somewhere. And now two kids are dead.
Oh, God.
It happened at about 2:00 Friday morning here at the couple's apartment complex in downtown St. Louis, just a few blocks away from Busch Stadium. Shanice said she let her...
Oh, yeah. For all you baseball fans out there, the death of these two kids is right down the street from Busch Stadium. You know, the place where McGuire, all those great St. Louis teams, Tony La Russa. Yeah, those two kids died near that baseball stadium.
her daughter go to a party with family to celebrate March birthdays.
And everybody was getting together to celebrate. And so the younger kids, they got a bed and breakfast.
Shanice said her daughter found a gun and accidentally shot and killed her cousin.
This video, it's not that gory. It's not that gory. But just hearing the screams, because they were doing this in the bathroom. And the one kid got shot so quickly, and then you heard the other gunshot, because I don't know if she shot herself or tried to pick up the gun and it went off again. And then hearing everybody in the house, because they heard the gunshots, trying to figure out where the gunshots came from. And then them trying to get in the bathroom to make sure if the kids are all right. And they can't get into the bathroom because the bodies are laying in front of the door. And when they finally got it open and hearing the blood-curdling screams of agony, I mean, I've seen a lot of like horrible things on the internet. That one was really, really bad. And I saw the video of the kid falling out of the drop thing at Icon in Orlando. And a lot of people probably are like, Tuttle, are you out there looking for these? No. But, and a lot of people might say, oh, you're not in the news. I think this is important. These are things to be talked about. That video right there, even though it's tragic of those two kids dying, I think that any parent, I think a parent should know about that video and should be able to, because I'm telling you right now, if you're a parent that cares, I got to figure that out. But I mean, if you're a parent and you care for your kids at all, I mean, after seeing that video, you would make sure that there was three-step process, fingerprint access, whatever it may be, to get to a gun.
Police are calling the little girl's death a suicide. Shanice believes her daughter shot herself accidentally. And it was all streamed live on Instagram.
My God. Now everything gets caught on video. And I know, as if the thing was on the other foot, I know I completely butchered that. If it was one of my family members that died on video, there's really nothing you can do about it. It sucks that other people are out there, but man, it's just like everything is now being filmed. These shock sites, all that stuff. But I mean, just me talking about it. I'm not playing it for you. I'm not sharing the videos of being able to find them. I'm describing it to you so you know, like, what happened. And I told you why it was difficult to watch. It really wasn't even that gory. It was just the sounds of the agony of the family members.
Was making a video, and she was playing with the gun, but it went off and hit him. And as it hit him, she dropped the gun and it fell and it went off, from my knowledge. And then when she picked it up, she picked it up by the barrel. And it
this is all speculation, by the way, because think about this. They had the camera propped up on the bathroom sink in front of the mirror, or they had it on a tripod or something. You couldn't see below the sink level, so you don't know what happened. I mean, you got to see the first shot. Like I said, no gore. No gore at all. The kid that got shot just dropped straight to the ground, and then you hear another shot going off. So I really don't know what happened there, but man, this is just so tragic.
And that's all I know.
I'm
so
I appreciate you all trying to get the story right. I truly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Because it seems like you have just as many questions as we do about how could this happen at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What a fake voice by this reporter.
With kids this young.
Yeah, and there's no way that, you know, with all that family, you know, they should have basically, like, made sure she was okay.
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, you know what? Because I'll look like a dick. But, I like, once again, not a parent, but shouldn't you know what type of place you're letting your daughter go to? I'm not trying to be one of those people, but I'm just saying, I know that my parents knew every single place I went to, the type of people, what type of people they were and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody should have stuck with somebody. You know, we got to look out for each other. We're family. And, you know, they're young. So.
Look, sorry. With as many guns that are out now, you know how Governor DeSantis just passed that financing? I really think that kids should know how to safely handle a firearm. Because if they did, maybe this wouldn't happen. And I know a lot of people are like, well, maybe we need to get rid of guns. It's not happening. You're not getting rid of guns. Just not happening. You can make all the laws you want to in the world. Guess what? Criminals are going to have guns. But maybe we need to start thinking about gun safety classes, how to handle a gun, and teach kids. If you come across one, this isn't something to play around with. Anyways, I'm not listening to that reporter. So I know that would never happen. They would never, ever teach kids how to use firearms or how to safely use them. I mean, they did that with the finance class. I mean, it's getting to that point. We might as well teach kids how to safely operate guns. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. If you're listening to this on the audio podcast, don't forget Tuttle Daily Podcast starts at 7 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. I'll talk to you guys later. Hopefully you guys stay safe.